Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on Newstalk. Newstalk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.
I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair, Alan Connell. He's the Managing Partner and Head of the Tax Group at Evershed Sutherland, Ireland. Alan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Bobby.
Now, you're a legal man, but you had an interesting route to your career path. Alan, I know your father was in the meat processing business.
That's right.
And you ended up working in some of his factories as a young fella. And indeed, you qualified as a butcher.
Yes. Yeah, that's right, Bobby. So, yeah, the family business was meat processing plants. My father had factories in Talla, in Donegal, in Belfast. And he was very keen that I learned the ropes, so to speak, of the family business. So my early teenage years, Bobby, would have been going up to the factory, 5 a.m.
Working in a bone and hall.
Bone and hall. Yeah. Everything from putting boxes onto trucks and making boxes at the beginning of the process.
We often, you know, look back on well, I often do in this sector of the program, talk to people about the, you know, who've been very successful in their career, and some of those early jobs are very, I suppose they're inspirational in terms of what you learn,
yeah,
how you behave, how you get on with people. Those early learnings.
Well, it really gave me a strong grounding and work ethic, Bobby. You know, working in those factories, like, it's hard work.
Yeah.
Early. It's long hours, and yeah. It's very physical type work, but it gave me appreciation of a strong work ethic and to work hard. But I think as keen as my father was for me to learn the family business and to understand it, he wasn't really keen for me to go into it.
Right.
And he made a point of...
That can be a good thing.
Yeah. He made a point of his lawyer at the time, who was Patrick Donaghy. He had a practice on Dame Street, and he asked him would he ever go and have a conversation with me about what a future career might look like outside of the meat game, so to speak.
So it was off to UCD, study law, and then you, post-qualification, then you got a job in London.
That's right. So in UCD, my undergraduate degree had a real interest in a module there, revenue law. And I suppose it probably speak to my background in secondary. I did maths and applied maths and science subjects. I was very technical, I suppose, in terms of my approach. So revenue law really piqued my interest. But I suppose at the time, Bobby, in the 90s, in terms of law firms here in Ireland, they probably hadn't developed tax practices in the way that we see today. And so really, I had to go to London, really, to learn the ropes and develop a trade. So I was lucky enough to get a role in the Chicago law firm, Mayor Brown, in their London office, and joined as a tax associate.
And you worked on some interesting projects there, such as the sale of Manchester United, Robbie Williams' deal with EMI. This was, I suppose, look, the value of the tax ad here is critical. So there's big tax implications in these big corporate deals, and
absolutely,
you got to see that side of it.
Yeah, no, it was fascinating, really, and coming from my background and over to a large international law firm and seeing actually these blue chip clients doing large scale cross border transactions, and how tax actually, Bobby, is so fundamental to a lot of deals. A lot of deals can get done, but tax might say is the reason why you shouldn't do a deal.
Yeah, or you should.
Or you should.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting when you talk about becoming a corporate tax lawyer. I I saw that your best man in his wedding speech said Alan became a tax lawyer because he didn't have the charisma to become an accountant.
I'm not sure how true that is, Bobby, but it's something that certainly stuck to me. And it was unusual at the time to be a tax lawyer. But now you look at the evolution of, I suppose, the Irish legal market here, and tax as a specialism has become very much fundamental in terms of advising clients on their responsibilities and legal requirements.
Yeah, well, it's interesting you say that, Alan, because if you look at the importance now that we place on foreign direct investment, tax, you know, people don't sometimes like to say it, but one of the certain advantages of a lot of the foreign direct investment is our tax structure here. And it does give us an armory to trade against bigger players such as the Germans, the French. They don't kind of like our tax regime here because... So all the more reason why expertise such as your own is critically important for these foreign direct investments into the country.
Yeah, well, like Ireland, we're a small open island economy. So obviously having a competitive tax regime is hugely important to attracting foreign direct investment. And we've positioned ourselves really well. Ireland Inc., so to speak, has really been at the forefront of a lot of investment into Europe.
Yeah.
And I suppose when we talk to our clients at Evershed Sutherland, Ireland is very interesting to them because they see Ireland as a gateway into Europe, Bobby. So for investing into Ireland and to Europe and beyond. And we know that a lot of internationally focused clients are not just investing in Ireland to access the Irish market in and of itself. They see it as a gateway into the wider market. And that's really been a success for Ireland and indeed for Evershed Sutherland.
And Evershed Sutherland were probably one of the early players to, I suppose, become a global legal practice in yeah. terms of... So that gives you obviously a serious competitive advantage if you're dealing with, you know, American multinationals where you have a presence in their own market. They yeah. just say, oh, well, we'll put you onto our Irish branch. Yeah. In other words, the negotiations might be done in New York for a corporate deal here.
Well, I suppose the sophisticated international client base, I suppose they're looking... for, I suppose, seamless or frictionless advice. They're not really interested in getting an Irish solution in isolation because they're looking at things through a much wider lens and they need to make sure it works across the jurisdictions in which they operate. So at Evershed Sutherland, we offer that seamless service, both on the legal and tax side. And that's really, I suppose, been a strong differentiation in terms of our growth over recent years, but it's something that we're continually ensuring that we're not just meeting clients' needs but staying ahead of them.
Obviously, your speciality is around the tax advice, the tax legal advice. Becoming the managing partner, yeah. does that require, I would suggest, a whole other set of skills that maybe challenge you a little bit out of your comfort zone?
Absolutely, Bobby. It's funny. Your whole career from the time you get into college and then down to a Blackhall place to do and then your training contract. Everything is designed to ensure that you're the best lawyer you can be. But nowhere along the line does anyone tip you on the shoulder, Bob, yeah. and say, actually, I think you could be a managing partner. Here's a few things you need to learn.
Yeah.
So it's very much, you learn it on the job. And if you're lucky enough, as I have been, to have the trust and faith of your fellow partners that they want you to be the managing partner, it really is a very proud moment, and I really love the job. Every day is different, Bobby. A lot of challenges, a lot of obstacles to deal with. But look, that's what really motivates me. It's the challenge.
Great. And finally, can I ask you then, Alan, about, I suppose, the shape of law firms such as your own
yes.
in the years to come with AI, with the global sort of shrinking of maybe there's the change of legals around. Where do you see your business changing over the next 5 years?
Well, I suppose we're in a very exciting period at the moment, Bobby. Like, the Irish legal market is changing and changing rapidly. So we've just touched upon there in terms of the legal landscape and the demands within that from international clients. So that's driving a change. We've seen a number of new international law firms establishing a presence in Ireland. And so that's challenging the status quo, which is a good thing and something that very much speaks to our strategy at Evershed Sutherland. But also in terms of how we do business, and you mentioned there changes in technology and the investments. I think every business is going to be impacted by that, and generative AI is going to be a real significant change to how we do business and indeed how our clients do business. So trying to stay at the forefront of that, Bobby, is key for us.
All right. Well, look, it's a pleasure to talk to you today, Alan. Alan Connell, there, he's the managing partner and head of tax group at Eversheds Sutherland Ireland. Thanks for joining us, Alan. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks, Bobby.
Cheers.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.